Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk Archetypes with your host, renowned intuitive and author, Roy Solberg.
Hello, everyone. This is Roy, and thank you for joining me today. I want to give you the numbers in case you'd like to call in, which we would love to have you do. It is 1-877-296-0345, and the alternative number is 1-917-889-3818. And you can also email me at any time at my roysolberg@gmail.com if you have a question. You can do that during the show, after, or before. I pick them all up all the time. But today, we have a great guest. We're going to talk about the Sage Crone archetype. And our guest, Denise Poole, is known as the Stone Crone. So quite an interesting individual and quite interesting in what she does, how she serves in this world as an intuitive and life coach. But first, let's talk about the Stone Crone archetype. The Shadow Sage is invested in making everyone feel guilty. She demands, or he demands, respect, but gives none in return. This is that voice inside of you that constantly tells you that you did it wrong, you're never going to be able to make it right, and on and on and on. And we all have that voice. Well, that's your sage, the Shadow Sage. The Illuminated Sage finds the gift in the experience, and it takes it to another level of energy. When we find a gift in things that happen to us, whether good things or not so good things, when we find that gift and incorporate that in to our system, then it takes us to another level, and that energy creates animation. It creates actually enough energy to ignite the next stage of your life. So the the Illuminated Sage is a masculine energy that assists you in finding the truth in your relationship to the world at large. Now, the Illuminated Crone is the wizened goddess energy of the world, and she helps you with all your manifestations to make sure they're created through wisdom, patience, and good actions. And the shadows are always controlled by the past. But what if that past is in another lifetime? Sometimes these energies and these patterns and these archetypes are so strong that they keep us stuck. You don't reach out and you can't claim your gifts in this lifetime, much less create a relationship to your higher power. So again, today my guest is intuitive life coach and author, Denise Poole. As I said, she's known as the Stone Crone, and she has a wonderfully diverse background, including, which is one thing I want to hear more about, her 12 years in New Zealand. She's highly experienced and an inspiring life coach, and she's helped numerous people to awaken to their higher self. And she continues to help others integrate their spiritual selves into everyday reality. So let's bring Denise on and let's start chatting. Good morning or good afternoon, Denise. I keep wanting it to be morning.
That's how I feel. I didn't sleep all night because I was anticipating this.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a little different when it goes live.
It is, isn't it? But it's fun. So we'll just pretend it's the two of us talking. So let's start out by telling me about your time in New Zealand and how you came to use stones as your channel.
Well, it was an extraordinary 12 years. I got there through an exchange student, and being the nature lover that I am, I spent every single second I could outside, which when I lived in Wellington was surrounded by the South Pacific. So I started walking the beach, and the stones just started talking. I don't know how else to explain it. So they took me on Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that it is amazing. I mean, the Native Americans are always connected to the earth and feel that everything in our environment has a voice, that we just have to listen. Did you find that with the stones?
Yes, and I'm not a geologist, but the stones were so extraordinary because they had beautiful pictures on them, and they would just pop out and start telling their stories. So I started taking them home, clean them up, would sit and meditate with them and be taken all over the universe, inside the earth and inside the ocean, as well as off planet. And during those times, the stories were like little, just little paragraphs of teaching, and one led to another.
And you collected all of these and put them in your book, The New Stone Age, didn't you?
Well, I couldn't put all of them in because there were several millions.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it was a daily addiction. And but what I found is as the stories unfolded, I would know intuitively which stone to pick, and it was like little themes that came out. So I compilated 134 of those into a book called The New Stone Age, Earth Mother's Soliloquy, which is out of print, and I have no more copies, so I'm planning to put it as an e-book on my website.
Uh-huh. And so when I met you, you were doing readings for other people with these stones. How did that evolve? When did you start taking them, you know, out into the world to other people?
Well, you know, I've been reading people all my life, and so as things evolved, for example, I would sit down and write a message for someone that I was gifting a stone to, and suddenly information would come to me about that person. And what it turned out to be is that each of the rocks are like little books from the Earth Library. And when I would sit with someone, their page of the Akashic Records would unfold, and I would then be able to tell them stories.
I love it. Now, last week, or the week before, time is passing me by quickly here, I did a program on intuition. And what is it, how to use it, and so on and so forth. And I wanted the listeners to know that there are many, many diverse ways of utilizing the gift of intuition. And obviously you had it before, and then you went into using the stones as a modality, correct, to share with other people.
Yes, the uniqueness of it was that I didn't read any books. I didn't do anything. I just walked on Mother Earth, and she told me everything.
I was going to ask, what would you advise the listeners to do? How would they connect to the Earth, to Mother Earth, to the stones, to the trees?
Just be present with them and turn off the mind and turn on the heart. Be in silence. I laid on the ground yesterday in the woods, surrounded by my stones, to receive some healing. And it's essentially just listening with your heart and not doubting what you're hearing, because it's extraordinary. Everything speaks to us. Driftwood, shells, the sky, the sun, clouds. It's a spontaneous, innate ability that we all have.
That's true. That's true. And being quiet and listening and trust are the key elements to that. Because so often we will get a message and then we'll second guess it. Then we'll doubt what we got or not know what to do with it. And so what do you tell people that doubt and don't know what to do with the information?
Goodness, that's a challenge for me still after all these years. You know, again, it's moving from the ego, moving from the head to the heart, which is the process of moving from the third to the fifth dimension that we're all evolving to at this moment. Sometimes I actually put earplugs in and just listen.
Mm-hmm.
I do all the time. I sleep with them. I meditate with them. I've always done that because I'm so sensitive to sound. So. What I would just say is to trust because the angels, the guides, the stones, everything is speaking to us at all times. And it's a process, again, that is innate. It is part of who we are. And I think each person has their own issues to deal with when, you know, like when we sit down for a reading. So there's countless millions of different reasons or ways to do it. So it pretty much is very visual.
Yes, that's what I found, that it is important that we not try to duplicate someone else's method. We can explore it and try it out, but I think everyone has their own individual connection. Just like we're different people, we have a different link to our higher power. Now, you're doing soul mirror readings. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it's interesting. The general public look at you and think, well, I have found personally that a lot of people think I'm nuts because I talk to rocks.
I know. Join the club.
So, you know, one day I sat down and I asked the powers that be, how can I rephrase this skill that I have? And I immediately was given the phrase soul mirror. And what it is, essentially, is meeting another person from the perspective of their own higher self or God consciousness. So I'm not sitting across from Mary or Joe. I'm sitting across from a mirror of my own divinity. And so it's devoid of human ego, judgment, limitations, or any separation. It's basically communicating from the aspect level of truth, meeting their wholeness, and letting that wholeness mirror back the truth of their self. Mm-hmm. And I often say when I work with people, you know, they thank me, and I say, well, thank you, because I've been swimming in the nectar of your divine being. How much, you know, how can it get any better than that?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Some clients that I read, I just want to stay in their energy and not leave. It's just so wonderful. So I wanted to talk a little bit about past lives. You do the Akashic Records. Do you run across people who are stuck in their past life or a past life archetype or pattern?
Well, yes. In fact, you're talking to one that's been stuck for a while.
Yeah.
And I think that's how it all unfolded, because I was blessed with a very profound memory of a past life that had to do with probably the key issue in my life, which is intimacy and you know, trust. And and so it's taken me many years. I'm 61. It's taken me many years to move past it. But really what it is just the goal is to acknowledge, release the fear and the guilt, and then try to provide some insight for them as far as their present patterns and how it's reflected from past experiences. And within the soul mirror readings, if their soul wants that information, then I will get visions or whatever that they need to bring them through that, what I like to call, excuse the expression, spiritual constipation. Basically, just being stuck. Yes.
And I think most of us at some time or another who do this work come up against a past life, and mine was based in Australia, and at the time, I made that commitment that I would never, ever be responsible for someone else's spirit again. But you know how that goes. You don't get a pass.
Oh, yeah.
Spirit kind of camps on our doorstep, doesn't it? Until we're ready to say yes. So I did energy work, had Reiki done, I had past lives done in order to clear this. So what do you recommend for to a client who is stuck and who has brought that archetypal pattern into this lifetime? How do you recommend that they clear?
Well, a lot of it goes back, I mean, my personal experience is what I can draw upon, and so many people that I sit with don't take the time to be silent. Don't take the time to really observe their own patterns, they become a victim, myself included, which I'm still working on in this very moment. But I feel that, you know, it's kind of a process of self-inquiry and acknowledging, for example, a certain fear, and then going inside and asking very clearly, what is it that I need to clear, and how can I liberate myself? And what many may not understand is that every single solitary memory is encoded in our DNA. And if we simply be quiet and listen, everything is revealed. But it's not going to come across with words most often than not. It's just this gentle, soft nudge. And I believe that's the energy we're moving into. And so people are learning how to shut up and listen. Basically, I don't mean to be rude, but essentially, you know, put a sock in it and open the heart and listen.
And I agree wholeheartedly with that process. And I think sometimes, in addition to that, you may need someone to hold the space for you while you do that, especially for a listener who is not as experienced and is just starting out to clear things. It's always good to have a guide or someone to be there with you to say, yeah, you're doing okay. This is exactly what it's like, and this is exactly what you're clearing. So, I'm fascinated by your the soul mirror readings to help people get in touch with their higher consciousness. So what else have you provided for your clients? I know it's a vast amount of work that you do.
Well, it's really interesting. Well, I do. One of the things that I've been called to do in the last couple of years is to bring people together to focus on world peace. And so I ask them to bring something that expresses their being. And we create what I call a planetary peace portal. And we come together, each with our intention. We walk into a circle. We share our vision. And then we give it to Mother Earth. And the first time I did it, it was the most mind-blowing experience I've ever had in my life. And people who came together, none of them knew each other except for the host and I. And we were crying, hugging, and it was very clearly shown to me, and I shared with the group, that we had contracted many, many thousands of years ago to come together. And a lot of it was tied in with the stone circles and the ancient ways of connecting, the indigenous wisdom of connecting to the earth. And I believe this 99% of our imbalance is that we've covered Mother Earth with cement and high buildings, and we aren't putting our feet on the earth. And if we put our feet on the earth, that will open up everything.
Yes. So for someone who's living in a city, I often suggest walking meditations, whether it's in the park or, you know, wherever. I think not everyone can get out into the woods like you have the ability to do. So for someone who is in a condo or whatever, besides the park, what else would you suggest to get back in touch with?
You really have to, sorry for the noise, you really have to let your ego step aside, because I've been known many times to literally go out and lay on the grass or go to someone's house. And many years ago, I met with a Peruvian shaman. We did not speak our verbal language. He was a Quechuan from Peru, but we talked stone. And one of the most powerful exercises he gave us was to lay face down on the earth and expose our belly button. And breathe out all the pain and the grieving, and then breathe in the healing of Mother Earth. And if you can't do it by laying down, you can do it through the chakras in your feet, by pulling the energy up from Mother Earth through the crown and back again. It's all intention. And if you're handicapped or you're too elderly to get up and down the stairs or whatever, just intend it, because intention is absolutely everything.
It is. Absolutely. And we always get the result of our intention too. Denise, we have a caller in the queue. Her name is Kathy, I believe. So would you mind staying around and doing a reading for her, or?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so
I mean,
Michelle,
absolutely yes.
Those questions are kind of hard to answer, aren't they?
Yes.
So, Michelle, if you can put Kathy on. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
How are you?
I'm good. What can we do for you today?
I was just calling in to get a reading.
Honey, you're breaking up on me.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
I can. Okay, so was there anything specific, or you just need a reading?
Let's see. I have this. Just on a roll.
I'm getting every other word.
Okay. General?
Say it again.
General?
Okay. Michelle, I don't know if it's our connection or hers, but I can only hear every other word.
How about general reading?
A general reading?
Yes.
Okay. I'll do the cards. Denise? You want to tune in and see what you get about Kathy?
Okay. While you're doing the card?
Yep.
Well, my real strong feeling for you, Kathy, is that you are an amazing intuitive, but I also feel that you're an empath, and I feel that you take on a lot of other people's grief. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Yes. It's extremely important that you pop yourself in an energy bubble or put some kind of protection up for yourself, because everyone is projecting their chaos right now, and you need to put your blinders up a little bit and just keep going inside and staying centered in the heart. Your abilities are waking up very quickly, and you're delicate, but believe me, you're as plugged in as any one of us. So don't doubt your abilities, okay?
I've been working out since February.
Yeah. Kathy, we have such a bad phone connection, so I'm gonna insert my reading. I drew the healer card for you, which is not surprising after what Denise said. The healer card is about, the archetype is about peace, and when you draw it, you're expected, they want you to evaluate your personal healing energies. What in your life needs to be healed? Are you giving more attention to healing others than yourself? And I think that goes along with what Denise is saying. You need to pull that energy back into your own system and give yourself very strong guidelines about what you're doing, for whom you're doing it, and honor your work, but at the same time, protect yourself. And when I say protect yourself, it means being aware of how much energy you're giving out. In other words, if you're doing a reading for someone, don't walk out the door with them. Let them go. And then cleanse your own energy at the same time. The healer is also about change, which we've been talking about. The shadow can't express or recognize the healer within themselves. So I don't get that that's you, but I get that you have some work to do. And I would get with someone who is experienced, and as I was talking about earlier, can hold your space for you as you work through the things that you need to work through. So I wish we had a better connection, my dear. I would love to get some feedback on this. So feel free to, to connect with me on the blog or through my email, which is roysolberg@gmail.com. Many blessings.
Thank you.
too bad it was the phone wasn't giving us a clear message. I would love to have talked to her longer.
Well, one thing so, I would like to contribute to that very quickly is that for those that are awakening now or just awakening, that this is a planetary condition and that everyone is going through this at the same time. So she doesn't have a fault. She's just waking up like everybody else.
Right. Great point, Denise. There is no fault. What we're doing is coming back into our own power and coming back into our clearing away all the stuff that isn't working for us. And when we clear that away, then we create a new pattern. Then we create new choice. Then we get into that new vibration and frequency of divine order. So it's an interesting time. And I think that's why there's so much chaos going on. No, I was just going to say, I think that's why there is so much chaos going on in the world right now. We're all trying to get back to center. Go ahead.
And my own experience is I find that, you know, if you stand in front of a mirror and just start polishing it and scraping off the little fly specks and the smudges, that's exactly what we're doing for our own soul. We're just polishing them up.
I love it. I love it. And that's true. I mean, that is true. That's what we're... And when we polish that, it brings in, as I said, another frequency of energy. And it's kind of like, you know, when you have a car that has oil all over it, you clean it up and it runs better. Or you have, you know, something in the gas tank. It's a matter of clearing stuff away so that and going through that process of learning who you are, how to trust yourself, and how to interpret the information that you get. Don't you think that's an important part of this, the interpretation?
Yes, and also so much of everything that isn't of love is coming up for us to clear, and that's, you know, self-sabotage and I'm not worthy and I'm not good enough and all the powers that be are constantly telling us that we are aspects of God and that we are perfect just as we are and we need to fix nothing. So it's, you know, connecting, getting out of that head talk and into the heart space of unconditional love and acceptance.
You know, that's a lovely thought, and I think we're going to have to stop on that great thought. Thank you so much, Denise, for joining me today. This has been delightful, and hopefully you'll come back soon.
I was so honored, and much love and many blessings to you and to the wonderful awake souls out there that are listening. I love you all.
Thank you, thank you. Now, next week, we're going to explore the storyteller archetype, and my guest is Amy O'Brien, and she's going to share with us how to reframe and become the star in your own life story. Doesn't it sound like fun? She has a modality of creating a three-part play, and you get to be your own star. I just love it. The thought for the week is, when we become aware of the layers of energy that held us in the past through our beliefs, our pattern, and even those past lives, then we now have a choice to begin clearing away the energies that no longer empower us. And when we do that, we get back to our authentic self, because that clearing creates a new vibrational pattern and a frequency of divine order. You can read more about this on my blog. I have been working on it with Dave Blank, who is website designer extraordinaire, and there is a page called Let's Talk. So if you go on there, you can ask questions. I will answer as many of them as I can. The blog is spiritofarchetypes.blogspot.com. So until next week, take care, many blessings, and we'll talk about archetypes on Thursday. Thank you.